not exactly guilty. In their defense, sharks do not, as a rule, eat otters. True, sharks sometimes taste them by mistake, leaving frowning bites or the jagged clue of a tooth or two. But then, in fairness, nobody's perfect. Too late. Say an empty-bellied great white shark is enticed by a long, sleek swimmer, a sea lion, perhaps. Big fans of blubber sharks. Curious, the shark moves in for a nibble, only to discover he's sampling a surfer, oops, or, more likely, a member of that most charming branch of the weasel family, the southern sea otter. You've been there, haven't you? In the cafeteria line, or the breakfast buffet, taking a chance on some new food, grab, gulp, grimace. You spit the offending item into a napkin. No harm, no foul. Same goes for the shark, who quickly reconsiders and retreats. Of course, by then it's often too late for the surfer, and almost always too late for the otter. Hunger. One such shark is prowling the waters this very morning. It's daybreak, cloudless and shell pink, and for a moment the bay seems to blush. There it is, his dorsal fin, cutting through the calm waves. The shark is an adolescent, a marine tween, streamlined and strong, but small for his age, and far from his usual haunts today. His last meal, a ray and two puny turtles, was 3 days ago, pathetic by any measure. No need to worry. Hunger has a way of focusing the mind. If there is food to be found, rest assured, he will find it. Otter number 156. Not far from the shark, otter number 156 floats on her back, forepaws and flippers held aloft, soaking up sun like tiny solar panels. Tucked in a pocket of skin under her arm is a favorite rock, just right for opening mussels and clams. She has seen more than a few sharks in her 3 years, has even seen them kill. But right now, her only concern is what to eat for breakfast. Numbers and names. Friends call number 156 Otter, but humans prefer their numbers. They count cards and sheep, errors and at-bats, minutes and blessings. Here in the bay, they count otters too. Squiggles and splash. There's a reason for those numbers. Endearing names enchant the public, luring humans too close. Numbers are aloof, but names are sticky, fusing rescuer to rescued, scientist to subject, human to otter. And it's not hard to fall in love with an otter pup. It's a shame, really. Think of the possibilities. Squiggles and Splash, and Potter and Noodle, Otto and Oswald, and Ozzy and Obie. Still, it's better this way. These otters need all the help they can get. Questions. Her mother called her Otter. From the moment she was born. Something about the way the little pup never settled. Something about the way her eyes were always full of questions. to eat or not to eat. A few feet away from Otter, her favorite companion, Kairi, drifts on her back, aimless as a log. Kairi, 2 years older than Otter, has shiny ebony fur. Otter, smaller and more agile, has a deep brown coat and caramel-colored head.
Play?
Otter wants to know.
Or eat?
First we eat, then we play,
answers Kairi, who is always practical, a cautious sort. It's annoying, but when you're a free spirit like Otter, teaming with a wise and solid anchor is never a bad idea.
First we play, then we eat,
says Otter. She gives her friend a soft nose nudge and dives through quiet water thick with eelgrass.